And then a place, a small outbuilding that for storing wood or tools and so forth.
Called a smokehouse.
Right. That's what she uses.
That's what we call
it. No, no, wait.
Smokehouse for it.
Smokehouse was used
to smoke
meat in.
Uh-huh. So we kept everything else in the smokehouse too.
Yeah, if you could see in ours. We don't have, we don't raise hogs and all that anymore. But his mother kept hams hanging in the smokehouse. And your father kept the tools, most of them, down there at the shop.
Yeah.
He had a building called a shop, and it was farther away from the house. He would shoe the horses there, and that sort of thing.
I see.
Most of the tools were kept there. I remembered some more about the McDavids, if you'd like to tell you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This family who lived next house to us was the Yates family. And I never knew the father. He probably had died before we had moved into this home there. But Mrs. Yates was still living, and it was the Yates' daughter who married a McDavid.
I see.
I don't remember the given names of any of them, except one of Mrs. McDavid's brother was Arthur Yates. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I remember.
We'll find out.
Now, this community, if you were to see this place now, where we lived then, you would be horrified. I was when I saw it. Are you familiar with Greenville?
Yeah, kind of.
Well,
but not too much. I've been through there, but I haven't. I mean, I don't know.
Well, when we lived on Hyde Street, it was a street that went right down beside the high school at that time, Greenville High School, where I attended high school. And now it's been, this Yates home was a beautiful home. And the houses along there now, the windows are all broken out. The doors are gone, and it's horrible looking.
Yeah, wow.
The community has just gone to rack and ruin. I don't know why. Westfield Street, on which the high school was located, the side of the school was to Hyde Street.
Mm-hmm.
Westfield Street was terrible, part of it.
Yeah, well, the community's changed. It's still.
Mm-hmm. I think they've made taken over this building that was formerly the Greenville High School. For the colored people, but of course now that they're integrated, I don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
But the building's still there, I know that. The old part of the building and the new part of the building.
That's interesting.
Still
I'll,
there.
I'll certainly.
If you happen to want to look at this place, you happen to be there, off Main Street, you turn up West Mackby Avenue. And this school building is, West Mackby Avenue comes to a dead end there where it joins Westfield Street, and you're just facing this building that used to be Greenville High School.
Well, next time I get over that way, I'll take a look at it.
And another thing I wanted to tell you, my diploma doesn't say Furman University, and here's why. You may not know about this. There was a girls' college there, and Furman, there were only boys at Furman. And the year that I graduated, the two colleges were united. And I remember how we cried about it. We loved the Furman boys, but we still wanted to keep our college. It was known as Greenville Woman's College. And that's what's on my diploma.
I see.
But now, when I got my certificate here in Tennessee, of course, I'd never heard of that Greenville Woman's College, so it is now Furman University.
Sure.
So that's what I say now. I'm graduate of Furman University.
Sure.
The same thing,
sure,
exactly.
Right.
But at that time, it was known as Greenville Woman's College, and that was probably the last year it was known by that title. They united the two colleges.
Well, that's interesting. I want to ask you about some other outbuildings on the farm. Now,
we had a shed.
Yeah.
That's where we kept the tools, farm tools, plows and so forth. Then we had a crib. Our crib now is attached to the barn, but it's off to its side with a hallway between it and the barn.